Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What happens consistently without you having to threaten to leave? What happens consistently without you always having to kind of crack a joke that you would just be on your way out? Bah, 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 bah. I'm telling you, pay attention to what happens after conflict.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina.
Nice to meet you. This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. How is everyone feeling? I hope you guys are feeling as good as I'm looking. I'm not going to be here before you long. I want to get straight into the meat and potatoes today because I have a lot to say. A lot of the times we find ourselves as women dating potential. The real question to ask yourself is, who is he right now? Okay. Who is he ahora? All right. And a lot of women are not dating the man in front of them. They are dating the story that they created about the man that he could become, all right? And potential is gonna sound like once he gets his career together, once he's ready to settle down, once he heals from his last relationship, once he becomes more financially stable, once he learns how to communicate. The list just goes on, and we're sick of it, okay? And you should be too. There's nothing wrong with seeing potential in someone. However, the problem is when the potential becomes the justification for saying, I'll put it to you plain like this. Men never date potential. They date you for who you are right now. If you're ugly to them, you're ugly, all right? If you're a little bit on the heavier side and they're not into heavier women, no man is gonna go, well, you know what? Bro, I feel like she has a really beautiful face. So actually, I think I'm gonna give her a chance. But that's usually things that we as women tend to do, right? I see the potential. It just needs a little fixing. That's what we tend to do, right? And again, I'm speaking physicality here, which obviously is fixable, you know, for the most part. However, men don't even at the baseline for something physical make a permanent decision like being with us and sticking around with us. Hey, some guys, they might, you know, ones with a little less looser standards, they may say, hey, you know what, whatever, it's you know, free cootie. So let me just get in on that. You don't want that type of guy anyway, all right? Like I said, if absolutely nothing about this person changed, would you still want the relationship is what you should ask yourself, because potential is possibility. However, character is evidence. So potential feels like it's very seductive because, well, you fill in all the blanks, right? Sometimes we're attracted to who we've imagined somebody becoming, AKA we are romanticizing. And early dating, it gives you incomplete information. And so your brain is gonna naturally fill in what's missing. Don't be that girl. If you really like somebody, you're more likely to fill in those blanks favorably, all right? Now, a few good qualities can cause us to assume the existence of qualities that we actually haven't even witnessed at all, right? He's ambitious, so that means he'll probably become successful. Not necessarily. He's affectionate, so he'll probably make a really good husband. He's really good with kids that we see randomly belong to other people. He'll probably make a great father. Or he's spiritual, so he must have strong character. He has God first in the bio, so he is a God-fearing man. None of those conclusions are necessarily true, all right? And just like how the same thing goes for if a guy has money, does not mean they're gonna be generous with their money, all right? Let's just call a spade a spade. Just because a guy has a legitimate successful career doesn't mean that he's going to necessarily open up the floor to also give you opportunities either. See, attraction can make assumptions feel like they're observations. Hello? And the thing is, sometimes you're not even grieving the actual relationship when it ends. What you're grieving is the future that you imagined having with that person. And that's why a 3-month situation can hurt and feel like, oh my gosh, I'm hurting from like a 3-year relationship here. because you've already mentally experienced the wedding, the house, the kids, the trips, the holidays, and the list just goes on. But you should ask yourself, what has he actually demonstrated to me versus what have I projected onto him? That's what it is. It's a lot of projection going around town, and I'm here to snap you guys out of it. Because what you need to stop doing is stop turning a man's possibilities into personality traits. He is exactly who he is today, ahora, in front of you, okay? He's not who you imagine him to be in your head. That is it. Case closed, all right? Stop giving future credit to present behavior. End of story. So you know what? A lot of you are gonna have to learn to start to get good at goodbye, okay? Like what Sam Smith said. Okay, he said he's way too good at goodbyes. I'm gonna have to second him on that one. Me too. So that is the thing that we have to wake up and realize is stop imagining people and start getting good at goodbyes, okay? It's not gonna be easy when you start, but like, you know, what Oprah said when she tried her first no on Stevie Wonder, okay? She said it got a lot easier after that. You gotta start somewhere, okay? You guys need to start leaving at the peak of the party. That's my favorite thing to do. I love leaving at the peak of the party. I love leaving at a peak moment. That's basically what I'm trying to say here. You guys are smart, all right? Because there doesn't need to be a sinking ship for you to finally go and try to catch a dinghy. Is that what they call it? Whatever, okay? Salt life, I'm not about it. Next question. But there doesn't need to be this catastrophic ending in order for you to say, you know what? I think I'm done here. I think I've seen all that I needed to see. Ladies, have your own deadline set up. Don't wait to see this and that and carrying on for you to finally be like, okay, like I'm done. No, have your own deadlines. If in my head, in my timeline, first of all, this is not even reading my standards. If by this X time, I don't receive this and I don't see this data point, I'm done. Goodbye, okay? And get good at the goodbyes. You know, women sometimes give men relationship credit for things that they haven't even done yet, right? So if he says he's gonna start planning dates, all of a sudden you think, oh my gosh, like this is such a dramatic improvement. But think about in the manner in which it was done. I saw a video the other day that said something really profound. And there were these guys talking about, like, I guess how they met, all the things. But basically the point of the video was discussing how it is very important to hear someone state their expectations, and the right man will view it as instructions and not like demands that feel like, oh, I think you're asking for too much. The right man for you is gonna say, ooh, okay, she's laying out to me what she wants, what she desires. I'm gonna fall in line with that, right? So think about the manner and the urgency and how things are being done. All right. If he said that he'll have more time next month, all right, well, let's see. Simply, are you going to do what you say you're going to do? Right. If he says he's working on communication, great. But has his behavior changed? Intentions matter, but intentions without the execution do not create a different relationship, babe. So it doesn't matter. You have a genre of men that are out here and they genuinely think because they okay, everything. They're not argumentative, whatever. And you think, okay, that's a good sign. Okay, yes, of course, it's a good sign. He's not going to be argumentative with you. But that does not necessarily mean that he's going to be changing his behavior. That does not necessarily negate the fact that he does not follow up the things that he's going to do. He does not view the things that you say as not only instruction, but he doesn't have any sense of urgency with them. You feel like you're in his world. He's not in your world. You guys are not sharing a world together. It feels like you're entering into his world. How does that work? What do you want? What do you want? Because someone can sincerely intend to do better, but they consistently fail to do it. Let's not let that fall on deaf ears. Someone can intend sincerely to do better, but they consistently fail to do it. I call that irreconcilable differences. Okay? I'm sorry. Sometimes you're good enough is not good enough. End of story. Like, I have experienced that plenty of times in my life where someone that I'm dating, I just feel like their best is just not the best enough for me. It's just not. And I'm not going to change on that. You don't have to accuse someone necessarily of lying to acknowledge that their intentions are not producing results, right? You know, two things can be true at once. So you don't date someone's apology. You don't date someone's explanation. You don't date someone's five-year plan, right? You date their pattern, okay? The promises should eventually become behavior. And when I say eventually, I mean yesterday, all right? Give people reasonable room to grow, but don't create an indefinite waiting room, because that's what a lot of people are doing. So you should ask yourself right here, how long have you been giving somebody credit for something that they're always about to start doing? Maybe your boyfriend thinks he's gonna be a rapper. Okay. Maybe your man thinks that he's about, I had a guy, a clown that I was seeing when I was in my 20s, and he made a comment to me saying how he was going to invent this or whatever. He's just really just a clown from the pits of, that's fine. I'm not even going to go there. I was in Vegas. I remember this so vividly with my parents, and he was like talking to me about this invention he was going to have. And I think when I was like that young, I was like, oh, like really trying to be supportive of it. But he's done nothing of the sort. He didn't invent anything other than his own delusions is what he's invented in his head, okay? That remains to be true still to this day, I assume, because I don't check up on him, but I just presume, all right? Stop giving people the future credit for present day disappointment, okay? You don't do that. Psychology even shows, this is why half the time you shouldn't say, announce the things that you're gonna do, because you should be doing them first so that by the time you announce them, you're not getting credit for something you did not already accomplish. Do you understand what it is that I'm saying? So with that being said, it is very important that we analyze patterns over promises, all right? This is where we need to start to use our discernment, because a promise is going to tell you what somebody wants you to believe. And a pattern is going to tell you what they consistently prioritize. Think about that, please. No. Do not gloss over this. You have to think about what that person is consistently prioritizing. Look at the facts, look at the data. If you find that every time you're spending majority of your brain space trying to figure out how to word this to this man so that he can try to meet your standards or understand where it is that you're coming from, read the data, and the data will show you what that man consistently prioritizes, whether it's work, whether he's using work as an excuse. Because if he wanted to, baby, he always will. He always will, inevitably, okay? Or whether or not he just prioritizes everything else over you. Let's just call a spade. It is what it is, right? You're clearly not the priority, and that's why you're always having to kind of meet him halfway here or whatever the case is. No. Okay. Like I said, a pattern tells you what they consistently prioritize, and suck it up and realize that sometimes it's just not you. Let people do what they want to do so that you can see what they would rather do. Always. Some people, you know, in relationships, some of us women, what you want to do is you want to steer the relationship so much in a certain direction that this is why you guys get played with and fooled, because this the wrong person could try to fake fall in line with these standards and all the different things because you're giving them a blueprint. It's okay to suggest a certain thing, right? You know, that's okay. But to the point where you're steering the ship because you know in your heart, okay, even on a surface level, that once you let go of the reins, you don't really know where this is gonna go, okay? You do not give the man the blueprint on how to capture capture your heart. That's so silly. That's silly minded. Don't be silly minded, all right? Anyone can have an incredible week. Anyone can plan a beautiful date. Anybody can send one emotional paragraph. Anybody can apologize after you finally reach your breaking point. Let me tell you something. One thing about me, like I said, great at goodbyes, okay? You need to start getting good at them. Once you bring me to a certain point, it is already irreconcilable, okay? Yeah, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, but I'll tell you this right now. One thing about me, once I feel like a certain line is crossed, You're done. Love you with the love of the Lord, but you're done. It will not ever be the same. It will not ever be the same. And that's not being bitter. Let me be clear here. That's me instating my boundaries of I know I'm a very communicative person. I know that by the time I reach a certain point, it is inevitably 100% within good reason that I've reached a certain point. I'm not, yes, I will cut people off. I'm great at cutting people off, but genuinely from an emotionally sane standpoint, it is never ever without good reason, okay? So like I said, you don't want to be the person where after there's a breaking point, then we gotta start with the apologetics. No, it shouldn't take all that. It shouldn't take me having to literally leave your life for you to finally wake up and be like, oh my gosh, I finally realized how great you are and that I really wanna be with you and all the different things and all the kaflam. No, like you should have, if you valued it, you wouldn't have done something to compromise you losing it. That's end of story. If you truly valued it, why would you ever put yourself in a position to ruin it? Especially from a perspective of a man, they value what they invest in. So if he hasn't really invested anything in you, the connection is not that deep. It's really not. And so yes, it's going to be easy for him to walk away or whatever the case is. We can go on into that in another podcast episode. But the point is that anyone can apologize, okay? But we need to see change behavior. See, the question here is what happens, consistently without you having to threaten to leave? What happens consistently without you having to threaten to leave? What happens consistently without you always having to kind of crack a joke that you would just be on your way out, blah, 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 blah? I'm telling you, pay attention to what happens after conflict, right? Does the improvement actually last? I spoke with a young lady, she was really young, and she was telling me that like her boyfriend said that they were together, whatever. They're teenagers. And now he's saying he doesn't have time for her. Like he has no time for her. He doesn't really see her. He's canceling on dates the night before because he said he's going to be tired the next day. Every time they do get into a little bit of an argument, he then decides he's going to be performatively behave better for 3 days, but it's never a day after 3 days. So you have to ask yourself, does the improvement actually last? When men truly value you and want to be with you, they're not gonna compromise that, okay? And do not let a man step into your life and then convince you that, oh, what you want is just really unrealistic. Or you're just barking up the wrong tree, babe. I'm telling you, you're just barking up the wrong tree. I don't care if you met 5 different guys in a row that all say the same thing. None of those men were your men, all right? If you, let's call it spade a spade. If you look good, if you're in shape, you take care of yourself, like let's just call a spade a spade. What is there really, you are intelligent, okay? You're educated. What is there really not to like here for a man of value, being careful with my words here, to be attracted to and to be drawn to? Hello? Or on the contrary, do things improve temporarily until they feel secure again, and then we go back into the whole circle jerk, okay? Watch the consistency across the weeks and the months, not just the moments. Because consistency isn't necessarily about perfection. Somebody can make mistakes while they're demonstrating an overall reliable pattern, okay? You are looking for the trajectory. Are we actually progressing? Are we actually progressing? Are we looking up together? Because it takes 2 to tango. Do not let exceptional moments distract you from an ordinary pattern. Because a lot of the men out here are ordinary, okay? Do not let those moments distract you. You know, one amazing weekend does not cancel 6 months of inconsistency. Be very clear with yourself. This is where we're so used to trauma and nonsense and kaflum, okay, that we simply look at this stuff and think, oh my gosh, it's just so much better. It's really improving because we finally had such an amazing date. You got the wrong one if you think that that's me. I look at the data and the facts. I don't care how good of one time we had. I still don't like you. What's up? Mm-hmm. You're not fooling anybody but yourself, okay? And also, the older you become, you realize it takes a lot to like somebody, right? I do believe in liking people. Yes, I do. I'm sorry. Is that something of the past? No. Okay. I do believe I should actually like the person. What are you saying right now? Anyways, one amazing weekend should never cancel out 6 months of inconsistency. And this is where a lot of you get got, okay? You get got because you focus on only the good because you're so desperate. It's all you have to hang on to, right? So it's like, oh my gosh, we're finally getting somewhere. I'm so happy. Like all the different things. No. You need to understand someone's circumstances doesn't mean accepting them. I don't care what your circumstances are. That does not mean that I need to accept them. It doesn't. Because I'm telling you, the cold hard truth here is you would not be granted the same grace here in this particular context from a man's perspective. And this one in particular here is very important because empathetic women get very caught up. You can understand why someone behaves a certain way and still decide that that behavior doesn't work for you. Hello? You can still make that decision, diva, intelligent queen. Oh, he's overwhelmed with work. I understand he works a lot. His work hours are this. His last relationship hurt him. He's never really had a healthy relationship that was modeled for him. So you want to give him all this grace. Oh, he's under a lot of financial pressure. And all of those things can be completely true, all right? But your needs can still be unmet. Your needs will still be unmet in that context. And it's a no for me, dog. In the words of Randy, explanation does not equate to compatibility. I don't care what your reason is. Thank you for letting me know that. Genuinely, I do appreciate it. That's cute. But it doesn't demonstrate compatibility for me. That's why you guys should make sure that you watch my episode talking about compatibility. I'm talking about having the capacity. I'm talking about chemistry versus compatibility and also capacity. You guys need to watch that episode. It goes great, honestly, hand in hand now that I'm thinking about it with this episode. Empathy should help you understand somebody. It should not require you to abandon yourself because two truths, like I said, can coexist. I understand that you're struggling, but I cannot build a relationship that I want under these circumstances. Yes, think about yourself for once, okay? We're older now. We have to realize, you have to really think about yourself when you are beginning these relationships. Like, stop it. You're already stepping in. Yes, walk all over me. Oh my gosh, anything you say, please. Yeah, I'm just so happy you like me. Woohoo! Enough, kaflum. You have to really talk to yourself and say, you know what? Actually, I cannot build the relationship that I want, that I desire under these circumstances. Someone does not have to be a bad person for you to leave. Please understand this. This is the sign of true maturity. Understanding that someone does not need to be a bad person in order for you to leave. This is classic case of leave at the peak of the party. When you have collected enough data to then realize, you know what? I've seen all I could see here. No harsh feelings, nothing like that, but I gotta move on here, right? I don't feel that there's a connection beyond this and I'm gonna move on with my life, you know? And leave it just like that. It doesn't have to be this big, deep thing. And of course, as we know, never, ever, ever type a long dissertation. I know we're still not doing this in 2026 about explaining why you feel that this is that. Don't do it. Because he's not gonna read it, okay? I'm gonna help you out. He's not gonna read it, and he also does not care, all right? You have a better chance of saying what you have to say in person, say it on FaceTime, what have you, but don't type that long dissertation, okay? You're gonna embarrass yourself. You don't need to necessarily even prove that somebody is toxic before you decide that they are not right for you. Because guess what? Incompatibility is sufficient enough. Yes, it is. You don't need a villain in order to have a valid reason to leave. I'm gonna say that again. You don't need a villain in order to have a valid reason to leave. You could just go. You know that, right? Free will. It's crazy. Free will is just nuts, right? Dating itself is not only data, but it's an assessment, not rehabilitation, all right? Dating is supposed to answer, are we a good fit? Not, can I turn you into a good fit? And that's where a lot of us get it wrong, because that's what it is a majority of the time. Can I turn you into a good fit for me? No, you have to observe character. You have to observe values. You have to observe emotional maturity. You have to observe lifestyle, communication, capacity. capacity, relationship expectations, conflict resolution, their ambition and work ethic. Do they say they're going to do what they are going to do? All right. Do the words match up with the actions? What is their financial philosophy? What are their faith and worldviews? What are their family goals? This is where a lot of us have to really take stock in data. A man that truly wants to get to know you is not going to be hitting you up every single day talking about, hey, what you up to? What's going on over there? It's basically the reinvented, what you doing text. Enough. And some of you should really be bored of that. But you know what? This is so crazy. I was talking to my friend Mauricia earlier. Shout out to my girl, The Wrist Life. And she said a lot of women, they don't care about substance. They just want attention. I said, oof, mic drop. This is where we go wrong as women. You care more about attention than substance. So this is why you get fooled. Here you have a guy that's been texting you for X amount of time and you think, oh my gosh, like we talk every day. This means so much. But a smart woman understands, well, the quality of the conversation isn't really deep. So I don't care about him communicating with me for X amount of time because the quality of the conversation does not make sense for me. So I'm not going to assume that because there's consistency in textual communication, that's an indication of his capacity to want to get to know me. Because like I just listed off to you before, if they're not asking you deep questions about actually getting to know who you are, asking you what you're doing is not getting to know you. Communicating with you every day is not getting to know you, all right? It depends on the quality and the context of the conversation, right? And then sometimes women can discover incompatibilities and immediately begin negotiating against the information. Why? Maybe if I explain why this matters, maybe if I'm patient enough, maybe if I show him a healthy relationship or like how it works, he'll, you know, want to be with me. At some point, you are no longer assessing him, you are coaching him. We don't do that here, all right? Growth inside of a relationship is normal. However, needing somebody fundamentally to transform before the relationship works is very different. Your standards should not be an employee improvement plan. And that's what a lot of you are doing. It's an employee improvement plan. You're allowed to meet somebody, wonderful. Yes, and conclude, not for me. Not for me. Yes, you're great, sir. But you're still not for me. Like I said, get good at goodbyes. I look at myself and I'm thinking like, as much as I invest in my own self in every way, spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, why on, of course, the people that are accessible to me, that are my draft picks, are going to be in the running. They're going to be great people. Doesn't mean that they all should be with me. End of story. Dating is an audition for compatibility. It is not an internship where you train somebody to become your partner. Okay? Yeah. And then I want you to ask yourself this question. Would you still choose this guy if he never, ever changed? Yeah. If this person remained exactly as they are today for the next 5 years, would you enthusiastically choose this relationship? No. Some of you, I'll answer that for you. The answer is emphatically no. You guys are so desperate to be in a relationship, to get attention, not substance, attention from a guy. And just the consistency of, oh my gosh, she's texting me every single day, that you mistake it for a deeper bond than it actually is, not realizing all he's asked you is a long summation of what you doing's, how's your day going? It's just flirty, witty banter back and forth. Nothing of substance. Nothing of substance. And you mistake that for closeness, for a bond. And you think, you know what? Once he grows more feelings for me, then this will actually change. No. Exactly how everything begins is what sets the tone for the relationship. This is why I crack hard down the way that I do when it comes to dating and collecting my data, because I'm not playing around, right? I don't play about me, so I'm not going to let someone else play with me. It's not a thing. So you really have to ask yourself, if they never even changed, would I still feel as enthusiastic about this relationship? Not, well, if he made more money, if he became more romantic, if he communicated better, if he became more emotionally available, if he proposed, if he stopped doing that annoying thing, no. Or if his schedule changed, if he became, no, him right now. Then you should ask yourself, am I happy with this person or am I hopeful about this person? I'm gonna make a separate video on Instagram about that. Those are very different things, all right? Because hope can keep you attached long after reality has given you an answer. It's dangerous. You can believe that somebody is capable of becoming incredibly and, you know, becoming incredible and still recognize that you're not required to wait for their transformation. No, ma'am. And sometimes they will become that person later, but that's for them to figure out, not for you to stick around for. And that doesn't mean that leaving was even a mistake either, because timing matters. Readiness matters. You're choosing a partner based on the season you're actually living in, not the hypothetical future. This is why I talk about capacity, because if you're in a place where you have the capacity to invite love in and welcome love in, and that person is so guarded, I don't care what the reason is. This is your life. This is your relationship, your future, your present. Don't play about yourself, okay? When you get serious about yourself, quickly, you will see that reflected in your decisions and what you tolerate in a relationship. So like I said, that person needs to have capacity to be able to be in the same season as you. Otherwise, it's incompatibility. It's very simple. You don't marry someone's potential and then 10 years, you spend 10 years of your life resenting the reality of the situation. No, potential should be a bonus, not the foundation. Healthy dating sounds more like, I genuinely like who you are now and I'm excited about who we are both becoming. Not, I tolerate who you are now because I'm excited about who I think that you'll become. That's the distinction, right? Yeah, everyone should have room for growth. Nobody comes into a relationship completely finished, right? But the goal is not to find a flawless person. The goal is finding someone whose current character and capacity and current lifestyle are already compatible enough with yours to build upon. Mm-hmm. Because potential should add the excitement to an already healthy foundation. It should not be the foundation itself. So in conclusion, I want you to stop asking whether someone has the potential to become the person that you need. And you need to start asking whether the person standing in front of you is someone that you would freely choose today. Because potential can be beautiful. Yeah, it's cute. But you can't build a relationship with possibility. End of story. Chapter closed. And that is a conclusion. That's that on that. Thank you, ladies, for spending some time with me. This was a little hot little session, okay? Packed with some meat and some potatoes. Chew on that. Watch this back. Send it to a friend. Rate this podcast 5 stars. I want you to hype this video up that you are seeing on the channel. We're trying to grow this channel past the Aisha Christina channel. We're trying to grow Quality Queen Control podcast channel to 1 million, okay? And I know that we can do it for a fact, okay? YouTube changed all their monetization rules, yada, 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 and we need to get this channel monetized, okay? So make sure that you hype this video, you send it to a friend, all the good things. With that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next podcast episode. Mwah.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.